This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, is now warning residents that they must prepare for the worst this winter if Russia keeps striking the country's energy infrastructure. Vitaly Klitschko says that means he cannot rule out residents have no electricity, water, or heat in the freezing cold. He said Ukrainian workers are doing everything they can to restore services, but the public must prepare themselves. Rotating blackouts were taking place Sunday in Kyiv and nearby regions. Elsewhere, Russian forces were stepping up their strikes in the fiercely contested eastern province of Donetsk. The region's governor says the strikes have almost completely destroyed the power plants that serve one city and a nearby town. North Korea's military says its recent barrage of missile tests were practiced to attack its rivals' air bases and warplanes and paralyze operation command systems. The North's military said Monday its missile tests were a reaction to last week's massive Air Force drills between the U.S. and South Korea, which Pyongyang views as an invasion rehearsal. The North says its missile tests showed its resolve to counter provocative U.S.-South Korean military drills more thoroughly and mercilessly. U.S. and South Korean officials have strongly condemned the North's missile launches, saying the drills were defensive in nature. The United Nations Weather Agency says the state of the Earth's climate is bad and getting worse faster than before, especially with sea level rise accelerating. Sunday's World Meteorological Organization report helped open international climate negotiations in Egypt on a somber note. Their report, which centralizes climate data and extreme weather reports already known, says the rate of sea level rise is more than twice as fast as it was in the 1990s. This is VOA News. First responders and opposition war monitors say Syrian government forces have shelled tent settlements housing families displaced by the country's conflict in the rebel-held northwest, killing at least 10 people, wounding dozens of others. Sunday shelling is the latest violation of a truce reached between Russia and Turkey in March of 2020. It ended a Russian-backed government offensive on Idlib province, which is the last major rebel-held stronghold in Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, an opposition war monitor, and local first responders reported that government forces fired about 30 rockets toward rebel-held areas, including a camp, on Sunday morning, killing 9 and wounding more than 70 people. U.S. President Joe Biden has now criticized Republicans up and down ballots across the nation as election deniers who reveled in political violence, while his predecessor, Donald Trump, urged voters to oppose what he called the growing left-wing tyranny. This is all on the final Sunday before midterm elections that could reshape Washington's balance of power, wrapping up a 5-state, 4-day campaign swing with an evening rally at a Sarah Lawrence College in Yonkers, New York. Biden championed Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul. She is locked in a tight race with a Representative Lee Zeldin, who is looking to become the state's first GOP governor since George Pataki left office in 2006. The president said that hundreds of Republican candidates for state, federal, and local office are election deniers who say that he didn't win the election, even though hundreds of attempts to challenge that have all failed, even in Republican courts. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says that a protest marched toward the capital, Islamabad, which was suspended after he was wounded by a gunshot and an apparent attempt on his life, will resume Tuesday. Sitting in a wheelchair, his right leg bandaged and elevated, Khan spoke from the hospital where he was admitted Thursday after he received bullet wounds in his right leg. He was later released Sunday. Khan's march on the Capitol was suspended after a gunman opened fire, wounding him and killing one of his supporters. 13 others were hurt. He said the march will pick up from there. Elon Musk says Twitter will permanently suspend any account that impersonates another. Social media platform's new owner issued the warning Sunday after some celebrities changed their Twitter display names, not their account names, to Elon Musk in reaction to the billionaire's decision to offer verified accounts to all comers for $8 a month.